Okay, welcome everybody to the Shack meeting. It is December the 3rd. It's not October the 1st, like it says on your packet. But we do have the right information on the agenda. So welcome. Thank y'all for coming. And so we will, you should have gotten a copy of the minutes from the last meeting and been able to look over those. And so if nobody has anything to add or change to those minutes, we will consider those as is and approve those. So we will go to the old business, which is the Texas Youth Tobacco Survey. Miss Lindsay?
Did you give them out last time? Were they out last time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody had a chance to look at them, and I looked at them, and honestly, everything in center was like just a tiny bit below the state average, so it's not like anything's out of control here and it's not across the state, so... and I don't know how accurate they are either, if the kids just said, because there was really low things that I would expected to be high, like vaping and things like that, but nothing was out of the ordinary with the state, and actually they were all lower, so that was at least a good thing.
The ones that are vaping, it's probably getting complaints.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
They were too busy
vaping, yes. Yeah, so other than that, I mean, I didn't see...
And then the high school has said that they will do the tobacco survey this year, and their date is December the 17th. So that'll be coming up real quick.
Okay, we'll move to new business then. So we have a Shack member that we need to remove, I guess, for non-attendance.
Mr. Diaz.
Mr.
Diaz Gonzalez, yes.
Okay.
He hadn't been coming, and he has been receiving the notifications just like y'all have. But I did have Laura reach out to him, and he said, no, he can't do it. He's too busy, so please take him off. So we'll do it the right way and do it through the minutes and everything with approval, if you so approve anyway.
So if everybody's in favor of removing Mr. Roberto Diaz from the committee, raise your right hand. Everybody's cool. Okay. We will do that. And then, we're going to remove him, but then we have a new Shack member for consideration.
Priscilla Bob. She's a sub at Moffitt most of the time. So she goes all over. She's a firefighter and an EMT. I think she works in Pearland or something.
South Houston. Wow.
But she's down there 24 hours and then off, so then she comes and subs, and her kids go to school. So she reached out to see if she could do that, and she filled out the application and sent it to me, and I sent it to Joyce.
Okay. So
I think she would be excellent. Mm.
Okay, so we'll take a vote on her. Everybody that's in favor of Priscilla Ball,
yeah.
Raise your right hand. Okay. All right, so we will add her to the committee.
That's my left. I got a right, I'm sorry. I just looked at Sally and went, oh my God, that's the wrong hand. Don't let me teach your kids.
Okay. And as always, if anybody, if y'all know of anybody else that would like to serve, we welcome parents. We really need parents who are willing to just give a little time to come help make decisions and have a voice. And I can't tell you how many people know that I'm on the committee. I mean, I don't know, but I have had people call me before or stop me in Walmart and say, hey, you know, I heard so-and-so's going on at the school, or, you know, are y'all, you know, I know you're on that committee, Do y'all, are y'all aware of it? Has something been, some decision been made about it? Has it been brought to light? Or, you know, I mean, a lot of times parents will just want to be heard. They just want their, they just want to have some contact besides calling the administration to, you know, voice a concern or something. So if you know of anybody that would be willing to come, we meet, you know, four times a year now, and it's on a Wednesday morning. And so if they can come give just a little bit of time, that we would like to have them. So they can fill out an application, and we will consider them. Okay, so we will move on now to behavior threat assessment procedures. Lindsay?
What is that? Maybe we're just going to cover what...
Yeah, you were going to talk about that.
The manual.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because this year, with all the behavior threat assessment changes, we had to do a district threat assessment committee. So that's all been happening, and we finished our behavior threat assessment manual. It's got every piece of information you could ever imagine in it. I can pass it around. I mean, there's nothing. We can't put it out on the website or anything like that just because of all the details of it, but it has everything in there for things that law enforcement are involved in, any behavior that would warrant a threat assessment, what... how the teams are made, how the district team is made. So every single thing you can think of to have to do with it. In it, and this is, goes on to the next thing, we had to create a central reporting mechanism to have an anonymous reporting system. So the committee decided to go with Raptor, which we already have, and they have a say something, speak up component to that. I mean, it's a separate thing. Separate, would it be a separate app?
Yes.
Not inside the Raptor app, but they work through Raptor. And basically it's like there's a phone number you can get on through a desktop, or you can download the app and just go on there. You can report bullying, any type of concerning behavior. Parents can do it, community members can do it, and students can do it. So it goes, it'll go to specific people in the district. It's monitored 24/7 by these say something, speak up people. And then if it's, they kind of triage it, if it's something that they think is, what's the word, legit, they'll send it over to the district, and then you would follow the procedures through there. So, and if it's something like over a holiday or weekend, there's a phone tree type thing, where they contact you and then they decide, is this something that you need to Monday? Is this something, these people will call the police if they feel like it's those kind of things, if it's an immediate danger. So that is already like in the works and approved, and I think Joyce said they're having a principal's meeting to kind of go over what that looks like before they give the green light to roll it out to the community. So, and then there'll be some training for the kids just to let them know what that looks like. I don't really know yet. And I think for community and parents, we're just going to do it through Facebook or Parent Square. So, but it's a really easy, it's not cumbersome. You just go in there, put your info in there, and then they kind of look through it. And then anything else in here is just templates for interviews for the person that did the threat, interviews for parents, interviews for students and witnesses, and then a lot of counseling and intervention formulas and things to follow to make sure that these kids are getting care followed up and not just in trouble, followed and then closed, case closed. So it's comprehensive.
Okay, so we'll move on to the care portal presentation.
That Marquita Garrett, did she ever answer that she was going to come to this week? And Michelle had invited her, and then Michelle got stuck in Starbucks, so I don't don't know if you want to just, I'll tell you what I know about it, and then I maybe Michelle can send out like an email. Do you guys use it with Marquita at all? And I don't know if you saw it, it was on Shelby County today, like it's a church case.
I saw that.
Huh?
I saw it.
Yeah.
After I put it on the agenda.
Churches help when families in need.
Right, and so there's like a portal where you can go into and enter. If I have a student at elementary that says they don't have heat, or they don't have a bed, or they don't have a coat, or anything, food, and then it goes to this care portal, they kind of assess it, and then I guess churches have already donated, or they can reach out and be like, I have a family that needs this, and they'll come and give them that. They have already paid a rent for a family at the high school, and she did something else with them. Maybe just secured, like, a new house. They were, somebody was getting evicted, and she got them hooked up at Union Acres or something like that, where they could be rent-free and those kinds of things. So typically they were saying they try not to do rent, but because it was such a critical issue at that moment. And but, I mean, it's pretty awesome. And she wanted to come tell, kind of give a presentation about how it goes, how do you access it, and things like that. But maybe we'll just put that on for the next meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Is she part of the Tri-County, or is it separate?
I don't know.
Did you say that was on Shelby County today?
It was a...
It was before we went out on break.
So who actually established
I'm going to just read it. It was November 18th. It said, in Shelby County, something powerful is happening, a movement that looks and feels like early church in the Book of Acts. Local congregations are rising up, being the churches that care, living out the heart of God by meeting real needs and showing love in action. At the center of this kingdom work is Care Portal, a simple but transformative tool that connects local churches to the immediate needs of children and families in crisis. When a teacher or social worker identifies a need, like a bed for a child, groceries for a struggling parent, or help keeping the lights on, the request is entered into Care Portal. Within moments, the churches receive the alert to step into action. Through Kingdom partnerships and collaborations with Center ISD and Piney Woods Outreach Center, five local churches and one community champion have already served 222 people, including 173 people in Shelby County. Churches are transforming how our community supports its most vulnerable population. This is more like, as the requests for families continue to rise, the opportunity for more churches to join community champions to share in the movement. Current network of churches and agencies are First Methodist Church and Center, Open Door Worship Center and Center, Bright Morning Star Center, Bennett Chapel Center, Pleasant Grove Baptist Church and Center, Center ISD, Piney Woods Outreach Center, and Sacks of Love. And there's a website. It's just careportal.org. So hopefully next time she'll be able to come in.
It sounds similar to Shelby County Outreach that there is already a ton of churches and businesses at Boring High School. That sounds like somebody just started something new. Mm-hmm. But most of all churches, right, fairly substantial church in Shelby Outreach.
And I know she's used them too for different things. I think they may have paid a rent. The outreach had paid a rent at one point for a family at the high school. So maybe it's just another.
Where is the portal? So is it just that, I mean...
She reaches out to Marquita, but you enter in this meeting. Like I said, there's the website, careportal.org. You go there and you can put your own thing in there.
We had a meeting about it last year. I forgot about it until you started explaining it. But it basically is like the counselors and social workers or student needs liaisons and administrators would have a login so that if the need was brought to them, they would log in and submit it.
Okay.
They handle all the legwork for it kind of thing. She was saying that, like, before Christmas break or before there was like a snowstorm or something last year, and there was a high school kid that was being evicted like that night, and they were able to get them a hotel for that night.
Okay.
So that quick kind of thing.
So somebody's like on it, like
yes.
It's emergency. Okay.
And it's a national thing. Like this is just a branch of a national
okay.
organization.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe she can tell us more about it. So she goes. Okay. So
well,
we,
if anybody has anything that they feel like you need and you're not sure what to do, I mean, I know Michelle has worked with Marquita, so.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So we'll move on to the, okay, Thanksgiving meals for students and families in need. Michelle was going to, I guess, report on that also.
Did they do any through the other schools? I know the middle school and high school.
The Methodist Church provided.
Yeah.
They said, I'm not sure how many the other schools provided, but they said they were able to get in touch with about half the families that we recommended.
Good. Okay. So, looks like the last thing on new business is the student emotional needs report.
Yeah, I asked everybody to just, all the counselors or needs liaisons, to just kind of give an idea of what's going on, like, at their campuses with the kids. Ashley's going to try to come, but she sent me her. She said her theirs was mostly behavioral, more so than mental or emotional at the moment. But the behavior could be coming from a mental or behavioral or emotional issue. But Michelle, I think she sees a lot of emotional issues and pregnancies. There's been like three this year already, and just a lot of like drama, like adult stuff in kid world, and they're not ready to handle all that. I didn't hear from Anna Bryant at Moffitt, but
I'm trying to think of a politically correct way to say that I deal with a lot of kids dealing with the consequences of having just crummy parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a lot of that this year.
Do you know anything at Moffitt, like what she deals mostly with?
Well, I know behaviors are not better this year, so they're not really having to, you know, address that as much. But kind of the same thing. The kids that are acting out, seeking attention, it's just they're not getting it at home, so they're, you know, looking for it there with us. So, but I mean, not a lot. It's been a good year.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They want like a lady.
But yeah, if anything, it's just they just need attention.
I've seen a lot of kids worrying about grown-up responsibilities too. I
yeah.
talk a lot about like that's a grown-up thing, you know. Let mom worry about that, even though she's not. You can't fix it. So,
you see, at the middle school, the thing that, I mean, she's getting it quick, like, this is what I'm dealing mostly with, but.
I mean, it kind of varies. I mean, the behavior is usually somewhat off of some social, emotional stuff and going on and things that are going on at home. But it's like with middle school kids, like, sometimes they don't really want to talk about it. And so it's just. Yeah, we act out, but then it's just letting them know that, like, when you're ready, we're here, and somebody's willing to listen, and, you know.
Well, kids just can't be kids anymore,
mm-hmm.
no matter what age. Okay, well, does anybody have anything to add to any of the new business that was discussed today? Or anything that you want to put on the agenda for next time?
Anything at your campus that needs a...
Okay. Well, our next meeting will be on Wednesday, March the 4th, 2026. And, yeah, we'll see y'all then. Thank y'all for coming.